With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The launch of the most anticipated apple ever is almost here, with the Cosmic Crisp expected on store shelves by December 1st. Proprietary Variety Management Marketing Director Catherine Grandy is excited to announce the Cosmic Crisp will also be available in pre-sliced packages and cold-pressed cider.
We're also looking at the secondary market, and we have a number of partnerships for fruit that doesn't make the grade, and we're hoping that this will provide growers a lot of opportunity for their lower grade fruit and hopefully higher returns.
Grandy says the Cosmic Crisp is the total package.
The quintessential apple, in my opinion, it's beautiful. It's firm and crispy and delicious, and it stores well long. So potentially it is a great export apple, and we see it as a 12-month apple at retail, and we will have the volume to provide those apples year-round.
And she says the anticipation is still growing.
I think customers, for the last 2 years, we've had numerous visitors to our website and phone calls. When can we get the apple and where can we get it? And we have to wait 2 years, you know, so we're continuing to get those.
Nearly 500,000 40-pound boxes of Cosmic Crisp are expected this year, but that number jumps to 2 million in 2020 and 5.6 million in 2021. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And joining us, as always, is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, tell me, I need to know how you can make sure you have return bloom next year.
Fruit set, thinning, alternate bearing, crop load, and return bloom are all points in time when an orchardist is worried about their apple crop. Too much fruit this year can lead to poor return bloom next year. So, in come the plant growth regulators again.
Well, we've talked about PGRs before, but they can help bloom for next year?
Yes. There's a bit of a window between June drop and July when the fruit no longer responds to thinning agents and before the fruit responds to ripening agents. That's when you apply another type of PGR, like NAA, to set fruit buds for next year.
Wow, small window and complicated.
Plus, you shouldn't spray NAA when the daytime temperatures are over 85 degrees, so hopefully our temperatures drop a bit.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.